Good morning and a happy Friday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrate. All right, announcer guy, now you can do the
thing. It's why we love today.
Trying to love a Friday a little too early. Can't blame them. It is the seventh day of the third month of 2025. We are 66 in, 299 left to go. Yes. This Sunday morning at 2 a.m.
Don't forget to set your clocks ahead.
So get up at 2 a.m. and then do all that and then go back to sleep.
You know, I was just thinking we need to make it tougher to get out the door to church on time on a Sunday morning. So let's just take an hour away from that equation.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Church is going to be pretty vacant this year, aren't they?
I love being the crazy mom. Excuse me, we need to go worship.
That gets people in the spirit. That is, I think, a classic hymn right there. Heaven help us today. 10 days until St. Patrick's Day. 44 until Easter.
Amen.
Today, otherwise known as National Cereal Day.
You love the cereal, do you not?
No.
In your onesies?
Actually,
really?
No. It's really the milk thing. I just am not. Milk to me is just really thick water, and
yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I do celebrate those that celebrate it. And plus, I like all the old. I like grape nuts. I like banana nut crunch. I like Life cereal. I am the most boring cereal connoisseur ever.
So just out of curiosity.
Maybe that's my problem.
Have you started researching World War II in your spare time? Is that like middle age? Isn't that like, you know, you like to start eating grape nuts?
I did that around 15.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. You want to talk about the P-38? National Flapjack Day, which is slightly different from the pancake. It is a Employee Appreciation Day.
Oops. We appreciate you, KB.
Or as Elon calls it, Friday. And it is Be Heard Day.
Huh?
Be Heard
Day. KB and Heather Lee.
We certainly hope we are.
Hi.
Not east of Fort Worth, but still. On this date in history, things happened such as 1876. Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone.
Yeah, he was busy during this time of year because didn't he, like, invent it and then use it, and now he's patented it?
Yeah, he did a thing or two.
Go, AGB.
On this date, it's cereal day because on this date in 1897, Corn Flakes came out.
I mean, they're not good for, like, eating, but they are fun in recipes.
1933, the Monopoly game was invented.
To show the evils of capitalism.
By the way, it was invented, I want to say, in Canada. Maybe that was their first salvo in this whole thing. And now look our relations are.
America's divided.
More on Monopoly coming up. Weird statement, but true. 1939, Glamour magazine first published itself.
So pretty.
On this date, 1983, 3 days after CMT launched, the Nashville Network began broadcasting.
Who do you think you are?
They actually had all their ducks in order, apparently, before CMT did, but CMT beat them to the punch as the first ever country music television network.
Yeah, that's a big thing in broadcasting. Every station waits every year to be the first to go Christmas.
And now, TNN's no longer with us.
Dang it.
And CMT plays Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and that's about it. Good job, guys.
Hey.
It's Cody. On this date in 1985, We Are the World was released. I'm not going to play it because it's Friday.
We are the children.
1987, Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champ ever.
That's
on this date, that's what he said. On this date in 2011, oh, this was peak early 2010s. Charlie Sheen was fired from 2 and a Half Men. What fun he gave us there for a while.
Yeah, hashtag winning. He was winning. Mm. So much winning.
Tiger blood. On this date, this weekend, tomorrow, 1817, the New York Stock Exchange was founded. And then it found the bottom again yesterday. 1936, Daytona first ever happened. Racing. The Volkswagen van, the VW bus, was produced for the first time on this date tomorrow in 1950.
We're heading to San Francisco.
There you go. Keep going. Or Vietnam, Bay Me Dan. 1965,
no.
The first U.S. combat troops arrived there. And tomorrow, 1972, the first flight of the Goodyear blimp. It was on this date tomorrow in 83, Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire.
Yeah.
Boy, things change. Oh, Beavis and Butthead debuted on MTV in 93.
so edgy at the time.
Happy weekend, birthday cakes. R.I.P. He was born in Cowtown, Fort Worth native, 1944. The great and influential Towns Van Zandt. Salute, sir. Elsewhere, turning 51 today, she is Pam from The Office, Jenna Fischer, 51. I just like his name. Actor Peter Sarsgaard is 54.
Lots of A's in there.
Wanda Sykes, 61. E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey, is
Naughty.
62.
Nod.
Taylor Dane is 63. Bryan Cranston is 69. Walter White. Turn in 43 tomorrow. Kat Von D, tattoo artist.
Yeah, she's covering all of them up now. She's like...
Everybody
like
has Pete Davidson now.
Yeah, well, he's getting them removed. She's just... Everything is black. Like, yeah.
James Vanderbeek, 48 today.
Dawson.
Austin. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 49. The last surviving member of the Monkees. Mickey Dolenz, 80 tomorrow.
Aw.
And on Sunday... We have Webster, Emmanuel Lewis, he's 54. The Boz, Brian Bosworth, is 60. Steve Wilkos, Jerry Springer bodyguard, 61.
Oh, dear.
And even further, blast from the past, take us back to mid-90s. Cato Kaelin is 66.
Ooh, the world's
on
most
Sunday.
Famous house guest.
Not maybe anymore.
Yeah,
maybe Ben Affleck
is. It's KB and Heather Lee.